Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Well, welcome everybody to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and her co-host Chris Michael Ward. Today we're going to have a great show. We're going to have this phenomenal, beautiful woman, a female train conductor. You know, we're going to get into that in a little bit, but before we bring her on, I want to say hello to my co-host Chris. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Terry. How are you? I'm doing fine.
I'm doing good, darling. I'm in the process of trying to pack my suitcase because next week I'm going to be flying out to Florida. Same kind of weather that I'm having at home, hot and sticky, but I'll just be hot and sticky somewhere else. And I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and everybody in the 35 countries around the globe who tune in each and every Friday. I appreciate you. And for some people, it's already in the wee hours of the morning for them. So for them to be dedicated to set their clock and tune in, that's really a, you know, major statement to me. So our guest is from Baltimore, Maryland, Mrs. Angie Morris, and this lady has done a lot of things in her life. And I think she would probably say her greatest achievement is being a mother, but we want to go to the things that get you paid, you know. Being a parent, you know, it's a lot of love in that, but it don't get you paid. So we want to talk about one of those professions that she has as a female train conductor. Because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's a male-dominated field. And even like tractor trailers, very seldom you see women behind the wheel. So I'm impressed to see females doing a man's job, whether it's been a female firefighter, but to be on a train, and I'm talking about in Baltimore, Maryland, that subway, those little skinny little tracks and stuff, because I know, because I'm from Baltimore. So without further ado, I want to say hello to my special guest. How you doing, Miss Angie? Now, Miss Angie, I know you're there. So are you in mute status on your phone? Check your phone and say hello to everybody listening. Well, for some reason, I don't know. Well, I'm
live radio.
Yeah, live radio. What will happen will happen. So I'm going to play another song, and hopefully she'll get back with us because she was right here a few seconds ago. So maybe she don't realize her phone is in mute status to open up her mic. So we'll play another song until we get her back on.
Good.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulders, and in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Two days later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you. A strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, cause Every day I had to work the field, cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. So years have passed and all the kids were grown. They just took mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years. Saying, Patrick, I'm dependent on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Oh, I can still hear Papa's voice say, Patrick, I'm dependent on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you.
Well, we're back, everybody. We was having some difficulties with my guest, so I'm going to see if she's on this other line. Angie, are you with us?
I'm here.
Okay, because we lost you on the other one, so I was giving you an introduction.
I'm here, Terry.
Okay, darling. I was telling everybody that I was impressed with the fact that you're doing a man's job, being a female train conductor, because when you see a female firefighter or a truck driver or a pilot, you know, you can say, wow, you know, because you don't see a lot of women in those fields. And being from Baltimore, I don't know if people understand or not, that subway, they have the subway that goes down under the ground and up on top of the tracks. And one of the questions I had, because being on a subway before, I used to live in Baltimore. When it be going on the above ground track and turning that corner and stuff, is the train geared to follow some kind of magnetic track, or are you driving it with your arm like I drive a car to make it stay on that track? Because I always wanted to know that.
It's going to be on the track. If the wheels follow the track, and then you got the what are some things called? Whatever it is, it's connected to the train. It's a smooth ride. You're riding. The train actually follows the track. And then you got the electricity going through the train to give it power. And then you have a little gear shift. I can't remember what it's called because it's been a while. That's what you use. You're just pushing your arm up and down all day. You're not turning it like you're turning the steering wheel. It's a little lever that you push up and you push back. The pushing up makes it go forward.
Speed?
Yes, it also controls your speed. You don't have to put your foot on no gas or none of that stuff. The further up
so
you push, the faster
then,
you go.
So I'm assuming then that some of that has to be magnetic, because I don't care if you're on a track or not. When I look at boys' train track toys set, you know, and they be riding around the track, sometimes it go off the track. So by this being a real train, is there some kind of thing that's grounded to make it magnetic, like stay on the track so it don't veer off?
Well, we have mini bonds. The mini bonds will help you stop when you get to the station or wherever you need to stop at. That makes contact with the train. But when you're going and you're going around them curves, you pull that little lever back slowly so you won't hit them curves fast and that train won't jump the track. You just got to know how to control it. And they also have this thing where it's set up where it can actually drive itself. But I never like that. I always like to know what, you know, I want to be the one to stop it. I want to be the one that's able to control it because, you know, all kinds of stuff happens. And I don't want the train be driving itself and then you can't stop it because whatever's happening at the time, I want to be the one that's in control. And sometimes they have you drive with the automatic thing on, but I'd rather do it manually.
Well, you know they got electric cars. Pretty soon they might have electric trains, but I won't be on none of them. You can bet that's it.
They're going to have the ones flying, too.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll wait till somebody dies first and then they perfect that. You know, and also, my listeners, if you have a question for our guest, if you hit the one key, I will unmute your mic and let you talk to our guest. But without further ado, I know my co-host Chris got a question.
Yes, Angie, my name is Chris. As Terry said before, it's mostly train conducting is mostly a male-dominated field. So in your experience, how have you seen females get treated compared to males? Or do you think they get treated fairly?
Oh, let me tell you. When I first went there, I was in a class of 13. I was the only female. And I had to prove myself many times because they felt as though women couldn't do it. So I was at the top of my class. Every single class, every single test that I had, I made 100. And, of course, they got mad because I was outdoing them. But they kept saying, we can't let her outdo her. She's a female. Yes, they have a lot of that there. And then you got some females who think they are males. But,
are they
I had to prove myself a lot.
Are they lesbian or are they just rough?
They rough, they lesbians, they all of it, all of the above, but not all of them. You got some that's very dainty and feminine, but they do their job as well. They do exactly what they're supposed to do.
I wish I knew the mechanic part of the training mechanism because I'm a very analytic person, and I'm thinking, you know, those train tracks, are not that wide, you know. And by me used to living in Baltimore, I know how I come up the ground from Montgomery and going up towards Reisterstown. They come out of the ground and go up on the tracks, and they turn in and stuff. And I'm saying to myself, what is keeping that from, you know, being top-headed, heavy, and flipping over? Or is there some kind of heavy-duty magnet that's keeping it stuck on the track, you know, because that's the only way my brain can see it. Ain't no way, I don't think you got a lever that you go up or down, you know. It got to be something else in place to make sure that you minimize.
There's other things underneath of the train that's in place that can help guide the train. But at this time, I cannot tell you everything that's up underneath of that train, but it's enough stuff underneath there to help guide that train, and then you just do what you got to do. You make sure you don't go too fast, because if you go too fast, it's a good chance you might jump the track. And then you got the tracks. They shift. If you have to make a turn or go switch over to other tracks, it's got this little, my God, I can't believe I forgot what that is called. But
I've seen
the track moves.
But I've seen it with the track switch. I've seen that on different movies.
Yeah,
I know
switches.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, they're called the switches, and those move you from one track to the other. And sometimes you might have one just before you go into a turn that might switch over. But it's easy because the train follows the tracks.
Hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's not
well,
that hard.
It's really not hard
to drive a train.
So you say, don't put me behind no damn train, you know, because it might be
it's not that hard.
Big. That's so you say. But my question, okay, I'm going to ask Chris this question. I got another question. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, well, Angie, for our listeners who want to be a train conductor, what is the easiest way they can do that?
What's the question again? Say it again.
For people who want to be train conductors, what is the easiest way for someone to be a train conductor?
Study everything that you need to learn on how to operate that train. Know every part that you need to know. Know what's underneath the train and how the train functions. Know how long that train is. You need to know everything that you need to know about that train. Learn as much as you can. Study it. That way when you go in, they give you that test to take, you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been involved in a train crash or a train off the tracks, you know, and this is like a two-part question. And what do you feel about those other trains like Amtrak that has derailed? Why is there so much safety put in place so the wheels stay on the track and this and that? Why the heck is trains derailing that I've heard about?
Because they're going
news?
Too fast. They're going too fast, and they're losing control. Now, for me, I've never – by God's grace and mercy, I have never, ever jumped a track. I have never had I've never experienced it, but I've had trains in front of me or behind me, or I hear other people say, hey, this is what happened, that they didn't have a train derail. But I've been very fortunate. So the long as you keep control of the speed of the train, I don't think you will jump. Now, if they have, if the mini bonds don't work and you keep, you run through a station, they have an emergency level, actually two. You have a button that you push, the emergency button, and then you have a lever, I think, another button that you push for emergency to stop the train. And from what I understand, all of it has worked. Now, there was a couple of times I had to hit the emergency button and the train stopped. But
oh, wow.
I've never, ever derailed a train.
Wow. Well, Angie, you got a caller that want to ask you a question. Caller, I'm getting ready to unmute your mic, but the caller, your last four digits are 2221. Caller, give us your name and ask your question, please.
Hi, my name is Margie Frederick.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. Hi, Margie.
Hi, Helen. How are you? I'd like to know if the Maryland Transportation Authority is keeping an eye on their drivers because of the COVID epidemic, or do you know any on people getting COVID that are bus drivers, that are drivers for the handicapped or anything like
Maryland,
that? Do you know?
Maryland Authority is a different part. That's not Maryland Transit Administration or Maryland Administration. That's a whole different one.
Okay. But do you think they're watching their drivers with COVID or providing them with, you know, testing or masks?
I believe that they are being tested. I do believe that they are being tested because, and they are supposed to have masks and, you know, take precaution. But I don't think the Maryland Authority is doing that. That's a good question. I don't know. But I know they are taking precaution. At one time, they had the passengers get on at the back door on the buses. But now I believe they're getting on at the front door, and they have to have masks when they get on. And some people have gloves, too, but I don't know. But then you got some people who has all their shots and their booster shots, and they get on without the mask. But from what I was told, they're supposed to have on their mask.
Well, Mr. Morris, I'm getting ready to thank your hand because I didn't know what the caller was asking because you kept cutting her off. So you better watch that. I want to hear what she had to say. But I kept listening, and then I realized she was saying, hey, I'm not trying to get COVID.
Who said that? Me?
They put in place for that. I feel you, darling. But I guess when you want to train, you just got that little one little booth by yourself. No one else is in there, correct?
I can't hear you.
I said when you want to train conducting it, you in a little section only with you, and no one else can come in there, right?
That's right. I'm in my little cubby hole with my door closed. I have a window. Yes, I'm there. But when I come out of there, it's called a cab. When I come out of the cab, I am in the train with the rest of the passengers. But I will make sure I am covered.
Yeah, the biggest problem you're going to have is that your coworkers coming to work and probably, you know, got something and might be touching stuff that you got to touch. So I'm going to let Chris ask this question really quick. Chris, go ahead, darling, ask your question.
Okay, Angie, can you give us a story of the craziest passenger that you ever had on your train? Do you have any stories?
Oh, my God. That's a lot. I had one where I think he had some PCP or whatever that was in his system, and he thought he was home, and he took his feet and his arms, and he was swinging from the poles. He had his feet up on the ceiling, swinging back and forth and doing flips. And then time, y'all forgive me for saying this, one time he went to the end of the car, and like I said, he thought he was home. He was so high, he thought he was home. He went to the back of the car and used the bathroom.
Oh, stop.
He pulled his pants down, squatted, and used the bathroom.
Oh, that's
nasty. You said the craziest one. So.
Crazy. Well, let me ask this question about the doors. I've always wondered, because I see people running and jumping on the train and the train doors close. Is there a sensor where if someone's inside the door, it won't close, or the door won't close automatically regardless after a certain time frame?
If somebody is there, it's going to train from moving. The train cannot move unless them doors are closed. That's one of the safety features. But some people get on and they'll hold the doors, and let's say all the doors are closed and somebody's holding the door open, that'll stop the train from moving. The train will not move until the door is closed. Now, if the train is moving.
A sensor, if I'm just standing there waiting for my girlfriend, come on, waiting, holding the train, I don't even have to touch the door. As long as I'm standing inside where the doors will be at, a sensor
recognizes
it's there, and it won't shut.
You're standing there, and you're standing inside the doors, and them doors close, you are going to get hit with the doors. But if them doors don't meet and close up, they'll keep bouncing back open.
I got to hold that door with some strength to make sure that door stays open. I can't just stand there and sense that I'm here. I got to push that door with my hand to make it.
You
got to
stand there and hold that door open, yes.
Oh, wow.
Because if you hold it open.
You know why? Because a person could probably be having a mother with a wheel, with a stroller and coming through the door, and they should be able to sense there's something there, instead of just shutting, because it might shut on that baby in the stroller before she can hook one in there all the way. So they ought to change that feature up and make it where, how we have a motion detector outside your house when you walk past, the light comes on. They should have if a sensor can sense somebody there.
The thing is, the operator of the train is the one who closes the door. If they're all set to close and there's something in that door is obstructing that door, it's going to, from what I've seen, the door will bounce off. You keep closing. Now, if there's like a battery in it, then the door and all the doors are closed, the door will be closed, but the battery will be holding it open. It won't bounce like that. But if you stand
in
the doorway,
a battery in it. What do you mean?
Let's say if it's
a
battery down in the little groove that's holding that's in between the doors,
that'll
stop the doors from closing.
Okay.
That'll stop the doors from closing.
Well, they should have some meeting. They ought to do a little bit better on safety. Like have a sensor that let them know, not just bouncing inside the groove with the door was shut. But
they may have something now.
Yeah.
They may have something now. I don't know. I haven't been on the train recently.
But
I know when I was there, that's what I was experiencing.
Well, we appreciate you spending this weekend with us. And next week, everybody, I'm going to be out of town, but it's going to be a pre-recorded show about a madam, sex and drugs, and our thing. But on that note, we got to get up out of here because our time has ran out. We want to thank you, Angie, for being here. Anytime you know someone who want to be on the show, call me at 443-956-8753. Text me. Say, look, I got a story I want to talk about because we all got a story to tell. But on that note, we got to get up out of here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming
anytime.
On.
And, Chris, both of y'all have a great weekend. And y'all take care.
You
let me get my behind back to start packing. I ain't started yet. I need to start. Figure out what I'm going to wear for this upcoming week. But y'all have a good one. Stay tuned for next week. And I love you.
Love you. Goodbye.
Same to you. Thank you.